13:23.
I promise I will not judge any person only as a teenager.
A youth perspective on national current affairs.
Today we surf the net to look at two very different websites, Young Aussie Mums and Action Exchange.
We hope to make this part of a regular theme, exploring how younger people are both active in and benefit from the information superhighway.
Sometimes I feel like roadkill on the information highway. I'm in line, online, baby, but I don't know what it means. 160 makes it hard to take me Monday through to Friday. But I sometimes feel like roadkill on that inside info lane.
Action Exchange celebrates the Convention on the Rights of the Child and is part of the Law Stuff website.
It aims to provide positive examples of how young people are playing an active role in their communities. There is a competition currently underway where younger people are encouraged to tell Action Exchange about the projects they have been involved in.
Lou Schetzer speaks about some of these projects.
There's various case study examples that have been provided by young people where they've been actively involved in certain decision-making processes within their local communities. It might be setting up certain support groups for young people who are the children of alcoholic parents. It might be campaigning and lobbying local governments to set up youth services, youth activities, a skateboard ramp, those sorts of things. But basically it's designed to show very positive examples of youth participation in the decision-making process.
Do you think the government provides enough opportunities for young people to become part of the democracy as is suggested in the UN Charter?
Well, I think that the issue of youth participation in decision-making is something that governments at all levels have to wrestle with. That in many respects that young people are disenfranchised. Well, they're legally disenfranchised from the democratic and electoral system, but they're also completely disenfranchised and distanced from the processes involved in decision-making, that often their concerns are not taken into account, or that if they are taken into account, that's often taken into account in a very tokenistic and simplistic manner. That really there is a great need for all level of government, all businesses as well, and community organisations and non-government organisations to take account of young people in their decision-making processes, to realise that particularly their decisions have an impact on young people and that they should be consulting with young people as to the best models that will be of most benefit to young people.
Can you give us examples of some of the stuff you've got on the Action Exchange website already?
One of the examples concerns young people in Western Australia who've campaigned actively to secure certain activity services, recreation services, such as a skateboard facility in their local municipality. There are other examples from Queensland where young people have organised, with the assistance of local councils, support groups for young people who are the children of alcoholic parents or parents who have problems with gambling. So they're examples of very positive initiatives that have come from young people that indicate that the notion of youth participation in decision making and in democratic processes is not something that the wider community should feel threatened about.
In terms of other young people seeing something like this happen, what effect do you think having these experiences and these examples to draw upon has on other young people?
Well, one would hope that seeing the positive examples and the positive initiatives that are coming out from various young people around the country, that that will provide a basis for other young people to be creative, innovative and energetic in developing plans and ideas for ways in which they can participate in their processes in their local communities, with local businesses in their areas, so that there is a greater acceptance and a greater enthusiasm for young people to participate in the activities that are going on in their communities.
Often a perception, I guess, that young people are fairly apathetic. Given what you've seen, do you think that's the case?
Well, look, I would say that that's actually a small minority of young people who are apathetic. I think there is a great level of energy and enthusiasm for young people to participate in their communities around them, and it's often the adult world that is apathetic towards young people being involved in their community and being involved in the decision-making processes. So I would actually suggest that the apathy is not from the young people themselves, but coming from the adults. And what we then see is young people reflecting that apathy back by being disenfranchised. But when young people are invited to be part of processes, that they generally come up with very creative and energetic ideas.
Is it often resistance to the idea of young people, I guess, taking up this, participatory role?
Well, yeah, look, as I said before, I think that there is a general fear of young people being active participants in the democratic and decision-making processes, that often it's those principles that are seen as being anti-establishment and anti-authority, where really it's basically providing an impetus and a source of energy and creativity, which really is for the benefit of young people as a whole. I mean, the Human Rights Commission, 3 years ago, in conducting their inquiry into children and the legal process, entitled their report Seen and Heard, which recognises that children and young people should be actively participating in the decisions that affect them, that it's not a case that children should be seen and not heard in the whole process and adults taking an attitude of we know what's best for you, but to actively involve children and young people in these processes and in the activities that concern them, because ultimately they know what best suits them.
And just finally, Lou, can you give us some details of the actual website itself, and can people still enter?
Oh, people can still enter up until the 30th of June. The address of the website is www.lawstuff.org.au, and they just need to go to the section that's marked Action Exchange, and the details about putting in entries as to worthwhile models of youth participation and youth activity in their local areas and local communities can be entered through that part of the website.
Action Exchange's exact website address is www.lawstuff.org.au/home.asp?NSW.
Young Aussie Mums is a website set up by a young woman in Western Australia that is dedicated solely to younger Australian parents.
Lucas caught up with webmaster Davina to find out more about the site.
The actual website contains basically individual message boards. They're for including pregnancy, teen parenting, single parents. There's a message board for 20-something parents and also a general message board where everyone leaves their individual messages. There's also a chat room with regular chat sessions, as well as links to other informative parenting and child health sites. And there's also a members section which has a listing of all the members and contact details so that people can get in contact with each other.
How long has it taken you to put it all together?
The site's actually only been up and running since the end of April this year. It was a bit of an Easter project for me, so it probably took a couple of days non-stop to get it actually up, but since then it probably takes an hour or so a day to keep it running. In the last month, the actual message boards themselves have had 3,000 hits, which is pretty good really. It's quite a individual site just for young Australian mums, so there's not that many of us out there.
What inspired you to do something like this?
Well, I mean, I had discussed with other girls on the internet that there was a need for a site within Australia just for young mums, and I'd been waiting and waiting for someone to do it, and obviously no one was going to go ahead and do it, so I thought I'd give it a go, and it's turned out quite well. But for myself, I really found the first 6 months after my daughter was born to be very hard. I was very lonely and felt very isolated, although I had great support from my parents and my partner. I didn't have that interaction with other young mums. I only ever met mums that were a lot older than me, most in their late 30s around the area that I was living in. And so I didn't have a great interaction with other mums. And it wasn't until my daughter was about a year old that I started to meet other younger mums. And basically, I could just remember what it was like for me in the first 6 months and how lonely and how isolating it was. And there's a much higher incidence of things like postnatal depression for younger mothers. So I just wanted to set that support network up for other mums so that they didn't have to go through what I went through.
How do you think it helps young mums?
Because of the lack of support for younger mothers in Australia, it's much harder for mums to deal with the loneliness and isolation that you feel after having a baby. And so it's a good support network for them to be able to go and chat to other mums and talk about their problems without having to be judged by, like, older mothers look down on us sort of thing.
What issues would you, I guess, say young mums specifically face?
There's so many issues that young mothers and mothers in general face after having their first child that are quite uncomfortable to approach with other people, and especially when you're younger and you're not feeling comfortable approaching someone that's older about just problems with breastfeeding and getting in contact with people. You know, there's not a lot of interaction between you and your child in the first 6 months because, you know, a newborn's sleep a lot and they basically sleep the whole day and you get very lonely and bored. So it's good to be able to have someone to talk to and to go through any individual problems. And of course, a lot of the mums on the site are actually single, and it's a lot harder to deal with being a single mother than actually having a partner there to support you all the time.
How does the internet come into this kind of thing?
The internet also offers a type of anonymity. People are more likely to ask questions that they're probably more embarrassed to ask someone face-to-face, like especially issues to do with things like breastfeeding. Mums are often more comfortable to come across and speak to someone over the internet than they would be in public, face-to-face sort of thing.
How do you think young mums are viewed in Australia now? Is there still a stigma to some extent?
Yes, definitely. There really shouldn't be, and as I'm getting a little bit older now, I don't feel it as much, but while I was pregnant when I was 19, I really felt people looked down on me. I had a lot of people that would just come up to in the street and ask me how old I was and say, you know, you're not old enough to be a mother and that sort of thing. But, I mean, it's nothing to do with your age. I've seen mums in their teens that are doing a much better job than people that I know that are in their 30s and having children.
How can this be changed, this, I guess, attitude?
Society has to look at each person as an individual and not just that they're a young mother and that they're not doing a good job.
What advice, I guess, in a short little bite would you give to, I guess, young mums who maybe are experiencing problems?
Don't let society put you down. Get out there and do what you want to do and meet up with other people and talk about what's happening in your life. Feel free to visit the website and have a chat to us, and we can get you in touch with other mums in your area so that you can get out and meet them. The address of the website is www.youngaussiemums.atem.com. The main board of the site has links to the different parts of the site, to the message boards and to the chat rooms. There's also a site called Favourite Links, and you can go there to get to sites specifically regarding issues such as breastfeeding and health issues with your child. And if you want to get in and meet some other people, there's the member directory there so you can look through to find other people in your area.
That website address again is www.youngaussiemums.8m.com. And that's all for another week. Today you have heard music from Bent Metal, Sicko and Judy Small.
Contributions are welcome. Phone 07-3252-1555, fax 07-3252-1950. You can email 1323 at heather@4zzzfm.org.au, postal address PO Box 509, Fortitude Valley, 4006, Queensland.
1323 is produced by Lucas Moore and Heather Anderson at 4ZZZ, with financial assistance from the Community Broadcasting Foundation.